Our program was Migrena from Edmonton from their CD Beauty is Not Contagious and a song about romantic nights. Oitinichinko. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павіна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome once again to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk, your host, and I am so glad to have you with me for this hour. Whether you're a first-time or long-time listener, welcome. Vitayu. We've got another great program lined up for you. Sylvia will be by with another recipe, and she'll be talking all about Nalesnikaya, Ukraine's answer to French crepes. Also, Linda Mikolayenko will be back with another installment from her CD collection of stories, Beyond the Blue Mirror. She'll be telling us a story about the magic pumpkins. And Keith is off for a while, but he will be back. We'll also have our proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is Sonia from Nashville, Tennessee, with that Ivasyuk classic, Chervona Ruta, The Red Rue.
Ти признайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ті чар зілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через веб-сайт cjsf.ca.
Diaspora, братського роду, лишіть твої Україно.
From New York City, otherwise known as the Big Apple. That was the Luna Band and a song called Sidit Yivcha, the girl sitting along the river. And before Luna, you heard the Ukrainians from across the pond over there in Leeds, England. And that is from their most recent CD, self-titled, or rather, this is a title track, and that being Diaspora. Coming up next, on to Montreal, Quebec, and Privich from their most recent CD, Zaklekania. Remember Me, here they are now with Northern Stars, Nibezori. Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Nalesnike are rolled paper thin pancakes or Ukrainian crepes and have always been a Ukrainian favorite, sweet or savory. The fillings are almost limitless. They can be rolled, folded, or layered. You'll need the following for the batter. 3 eggs, 1.5 cups milk, 1/2 cup water, 1.5 cups flour, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon sugar, 1 tablespoon oil, and 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder. Beat eggs and flour just to mix. Add milk, water, sugar, salt, oil, and baking powder, and mix thoroughly. Heat a small 6-inch to 8-inch skillet and brush bottom with oil. Pour about 3 tablespoons batter into the pan, just enough to give it a thin coating. Tilt the pan back and forth to spread the batter evenly, and cook until the crepe is browned. Turn out on a plate and spread brown side with the filling of your choice. Roll up and place in a shallow pan. Repeat with the rest and dot with butter. Heat in the oven at 350 degrees and serve hot. We used to eat these filled with cottage cheese and served with dark corn syrup. Always a treat. Here's the filling recipe. 2 cups cottage cheese, 2 egg yolks, 1 tablespoon heavy cream, salt to taste, and 1 to 2 teaspoons sugar or to taste. Mash cottage cheese or press it through a sieve. Add all remaining ingredients and mix thoroughly. Spread and roll. For more of a dessert filling, simply fill Nalesnica with crushed sweetened strawberries, blueberries, pitted cherries, or other fruit. Try it. It's Ukrainian.
Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Я родився літо на зорі, мудрі були люди, родичі мої, куми в нас кликали, церкву одвели, ім'я Ярема мені надали. Гей, оце я, Ярема, оце ухака, оце я, Ярема, буде голова, оце я, Ярема, оце ухака, оце я, Ярема, буде голова. Я підростати, до школи ходити, став мені учитель так і говорити. Ой, тобі Яремо, мудра голова, одна біда тільки, олію нема. Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака, оце я, Ярема, мудра голова. Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака, оце я, Ярема. Я підростати і парубком став.
Оженися, сину,
тато мій казав. Взяв я собі жінку, як мій з калачем. За два тижні тікла вона з паличем.
Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема, мудра голова. Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака. Оце я, Ярема, мудра голова.
Став мені отець так і промовляти. Ой, тобі Яремо, мудра голова, одна біда тільки, ще життя нема.
Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака, оце я, Ярема, мудра голова. Оце я, Ярема, оце ухака, оце я, Ярема, мудра голова.
And from Ottawa, Ontario, that was Ukrainia from their self-titled CD, and a song called Yarema about a not-so-swift fellow whose name would translate into English as Jeremy. Again, that was Ukrainia and Yarema. For our next tune, we're going to stay in the Golden Triangle, and that being, of course, Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto. And we're going to actually go right back to Montreal, because there is a fabulous group there by the name of Chermshina. This is a female trio, and they've put out several CDs over the years. This next number is from their CD, Postishka Khmri, Along Paths of a Dream. Here they are now with Dva Dubke, Two Oak Trees.
Ой, у полі два дубки, ой, у полі два дубки, січе рубай дерево, куди ляне зелено, два дубки, січе рубай дерево, куди ляне зелено, два дубки, там стояли парубки, говорили про дівки, січе рубай дерево, куди ляне зелено, про дівки, січе рубай дерево, куди ляне.
Січе рубай дерево, куди гляне зелено ягідо. Січе рубай дерево, куди гляне зелено ягідо. Ой, у полі два духи, хай схили листо купі. Січе рубай дерево, куди гляне зелено до купі. Січе рубай дерево, куди гляне зелено до купі.
Ей, хлопці, ану заграйте но такої, як то колись на славний Довбуш гуляв. Гройці!
Was the Dobrysh Kozak by Ukrainska Selska Orchestra. For a bit of a blast from the past for you, that is from a CD called Ukrainian Village Music, Historic Recordings, 1928 to 1933. Well, coming up next, a sound that probably the people in this band, Ukrainska Selska Orchestra, had absolutely no way of imagining the way, the direction that music would go, especially popular music, and how it would be incorporated into Ukrainian traditional music. This is a group actually from Poland, but they are they do Ukrainian music or Ukrainian styled music. It is original, and here they are now. They're called Berkut. It's from their CD Berkut 3, and here they are now with Disco na Seli, Village Disco.
Люди що вам скаже наша пісня. Був один такий, що танцював по лісся, мав родину, хату, що йому ще треба, та й продав це швидко для свого неба. Його жінка Кася, разом були, поки з танцем не спіткався. На все добре, хай так скаже наша пісня. Шанувати родину, хатину, не полісся. Наша пісня нашим серцем, кожен має свою долю. Саша каже, що не може, його жінка грає диско на селі. Ой, скажте, люди, доньки, можна в світі мандрувати. Ой, скажте, люди, коли в хаті буду добре мати. Ой, скажте, люди, доньки, можна в світі мандрувати. Ой, скажте, люди, чом люба хоче мене прощати. Час в недовзі раз одного ранку вернув танцівник до жінки при сніданку. В хаті діти всі докупи позбігались, любов в родині на всі віки захищали. Наша пісня нашим серцем, кожен має свою долю. Саша каже, що не може, його жінка грає диско на селі.
Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Blue Mirror, a series of programs that celebrates the rich Ukrainian oral tradition. Each program features a folktale or legend, as well as a related real-life story, enhanced with traditional and contemporary music. My name is Linda Mikolayenko. Thank you for joining me. Magic Pumpkins. Once there were two brothers who grew up in a very poor family, and when the time came for them to marry, Yura, the older brother, married a woman who was very rich, and I think he only married her because she was rich. But Mikhailo, the younger brother, well, he married a poor orphan girl whom he loved very much. But luck ran against Mikhailo. He only had his two bare hands to work with, and he did not prosper very well. Now, before they were married, Yura and Mikhailo were the best of friends. But after they married, their ways parted, and they quarreled, and one day, after a particularly heated argument, Yura angrily looked at his brother and said, "I don't want you ever to set foot in my house again." Spring had arrived, and Mikhailo realized that he didn't even have enough seeds to plant a vegetable garden. He thought about the coming winter and became very worried. "What will we do?" he said to his wife. "Perhaps I will have to go and ask my brother Yura for help." "Go," said his wife. "Perhaps this time he will be kind to you." And so Mikhailo set off to see his brother Yura. And when he arrived, he began to tell him how badly things had turned out for him. But Yura wouldn't even listen to him. He looked at him and he said, "Don't you remember what I told you? I told you never to set foot in my house again." So Mikhailo came back home downhearted. "Well," said his wife. "No," said Mikhailo. "He wouldn't even give me a single seed. What are we going to do?" "Don't worry," his wife tried to comfort him. "You just never know how things might turn out." Now Mikhailo's hut was poor, but the swallows came every year, and they built their nests under Mikhailo's roof. And they laid their eggs, and the eggs would hatch, and you could hear the chirping of the little birds. But one day there came a great gust of wind, and it knocked down all the nests, and they came crashing down to the ground, and all the birds were killed, except for one. Mikhailo came and picked it up and saw that its leg was broken, so he brought it into the house and he wrapped a cloth dipped in milk around the leg, and he cared for that little bird until the leg had healed, and then he set it free. Well, a few days later, that same swallow returned with a pumpkin seed in its beak. And it dropped that seed right on Mikhailo's doorstep. Well, Mikhailo's wife was the first one to spot it, and she said, "Look, Mikhailo, look what the swallow has brought us." Mikhailo was overjoyed. He picked up that seed and he said, "Now we're real farmers. Let's go and plant this seed." And so they planted the little seed, and the seed sprouted, and the shoots began to grow, and the shoots turned into vines, and the vines trailed over the garden, and there were green leaves and golden blossoms, and then the fruit began to appear. 1, 2, 3 pumpkins that grew into 3 of the largest pumpkins that Mikhailo and his wife had ever seen. When the pumpkins were ripe in the autumn, Mikhailo said to his wife, go bring in one of the pumpkins and we'll cut it and cook it and have a great feast." But his wife looked at him and said, "I could not bring in one of those pumpkins by myself. You'll have to come and help me." And so the two of them went out to the garden and they brought in a pumpkin. They carried it in and they set it down inside their hut. Mikhailo took out his axe, struck it open, and inside were all kinds of food and drink, enough to last Mikhailo and his wife for many, many years. Mikhailo and his wife went back to the garden, and they brought in a second pumpkin, and they carried it in, and they set it down. Mikhailo took out his axe, but before he could strike it open, it burst open by itself, and inside were the finest clothes, enough to dress an entire village. By now, Mikhailo and his wife were very curious as to what might be in the third pumpkin. So they went back to the garden, and they carried in
the third pumpkin, and they set it down. Mikhailo took out his axe once more, struck it open, and inside were gold and silver coins, so many there was no counting them. Well, Mikhailo and his wife were no longer poor, and they didn't have to ask the rich brother for anything ever again. But Yuda heard about their great fortune, and he became very jealous, and he wondered how it was that his brother suddenly had become so prosperous. And so one day he said to his wife, "Go to Mikhailo and find out how he became so rich." So Yuda's wife went out to see Mikhailo. Mikhailo was not home that day, but his wife was there, and she told Yuda's wife everything. She told her how they had had no seeds to plant, but how one day the gust of wind had knocked down the swallow's nests, and how the little birdies had all been killed except for the one that Mikhailo had nursed back to health, and how that same swallow had come back with a pumpkin seed in its beak that had grown into 3 magic pumpkins. Yuda's wife returned home. Yuda could hardly wait for spring to come again. And in the springtime, the swallows built their nests under Yuda's roof as well. And they laid their eggs, and the eggs hatched. And then they could hear the chirping of the little birds. And Yuda waited for the wind to come. And he waited. And he waited, but the wind did not come, and he grew more and more impatient until one day he took a long stick and he knocked down all the nests, and they came crashing down to the ground, and all the little birdies were killed, except for one. Yuda saw that its leg was broken, so he picked it up and he brought it into the house and looked after it until the leg had healed, and then he let the bird go. A few days later, that swallow returned with a pumpkin seed in its beak and dropped it right on Yuda's doorstep. Well, this was exactly what Yuda had been waiting for. And so he picked up that seed, and he went into the vegetable garden, and he planted the seed, and sure enough, before long that seed sprouted, and the shoots began to grow, and the shoots turned into vines, and the vines trailed over the garden, and there were many, many green leaves, and many golden blossoms, but only one fruit, one pumpkin. Still, Yuda was not discouraged. But he was worried that someone might come and try and steal his pumpkin from him, and so he stayed in the garden day and night until it was ripe. And then he and his wife picked up that pumpkin and carried it into their house and set it down. Yuda took out his axe, struck open the pumpkin, and out burst a huge flame, and the house caught on fire and burned down with everything in it. Yuda and his wife were lucky to get out alive, but now they were left with nothing. But Yuda was too proud to go and ask his brother Mikhailo for help, and so he took a sack and put it over his shoulder and set out into the world to beg. But before he could get very far, his brother Mikhailo saw him, and he came to him and he said, "A brother should never abandon a brother. Now you have learned your lesson." And Mikhailo and his wife shared their home and their food and their fortune with Yuda and his wife. And Yuda repented of his selfish ways. And together the brothers lived long and prosperous lives, generous with all that they had, and always remembered to say their prayers of thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The lesson of the story of the magic pumpkins is that a brother should never abandon a brother. And there are many real-life examples of brothers helping one another. But how many can claim to saving their brother from a firing squad?
Я народився в Новій Стрілецька, Бобрецький повіт, Львівська область. Було чотири брати, одна сестра. Я був середущий. Як вибухла війна польсько-німецька, ну і ми то молоді, ми...
Остап Гелнер was 20 years old in 1941, living in a village in Ukraine. His brother, Volodymyr, was 2 years older than he was and had been conscripted into the Soviet army. World War II found Ukrainians caught between the occupational regimes of both Hitler and Stalin. In opposition to them, an underground movement emerged in 1942 with the ultimate goal of an independent and unified Ukraine, the Ukrainian Insurgent Army, Ukrainska Povstanska Armia, known as UPA. Ostap joined UPA. Over the war years, he never heard any news of Volodymyr and wondered if he was even still alive. When the war ended in 1945 and Ukraine fell under the rule of the Soviet Union, UPA continued its struggle. By this time, Ostap was in Lviv, often making his way to secret meetings to keep informed and receive instructions. It was a dangerous time. One day he was on his bicycle when he was stopped by two Soviet military police officers. Any young man could be viewed with suspicion, and Ostap found himself with an officer holding him by each arm being led to the police station for questioning. He knew what would await him when they searched him and discovered the gun he was carrying. Each minute they walked down the street, he became more afraid.
Вже близько зближаємося, і хтось мене кличе.
Suddenly, he heard someone call out his name.
Остап, а то мій брат.
His brother, Volodymyr, still in Soviet uniform, on duty as a chauffeur, was driving by in a jeep and had recognized him. When Остап realized it was his brother, they embraced. The officers released Ostap to the higher-ranking Volodymyr, and the two continued their joyful reunion in a restaurant over coffee and beer. After that brief visit, they bid each other farewell. Ostap eventually ended up coming to Canada in 1948. He didn't see Volodymyr again until he visited Ukraine in 1990. But to this day, in his home in Montreal, Ostap is grateful for the miracle of the unexpected meeting that allowed his brother to save him from certain death.
І завдяки тому братові між я дістався, бо були б мене замордували. А були б забрали на так зване на відділення поліції там.
Beyond the Blue Mirror is a series of programs that celebrates the rich Ukrainian oral tradition. I would like to acknowledge the support of the Canada Council for the Arts. Je remercie de son soutien le Conseil des Arts du Canada. I would also like to thank Ethnic FM CKER Radio for the Roger Charest Senior Award for Broadcast and Media Arts, administered through the Ukrainian Resource and Development Center at Grant McEwen College in Edmonton. The folktale in this program is based on The Magic Pumpkins from the collection of Ukrainian folktales translated by Irina Zheleznova, published by Dnipro Publishers, Kyiv, 1981, and also Brotherly Love from Tell Me a Story, adapted by Amy Friedman, distributed by Universal Press Syndicate, 2003. My gratitude to Ostap Gelner for allowing me to share his recollections with you. Introductory music for this series is taken from Dance 5, from the CD Prairie Nights and Peacock Feathers, performed by Paris Decaux, distributed by Olesya Records. This program also features the folk song Des Hoda Vrodeni, performed by Canada's National Ukrainian Festival Choir of Dauphin, from their CD A Treasure of Our Songs, and the instrumental arrangement of Family Harmony, from the CD Jeffrey's Musical Restaurant, Ukrainian Feast,
Christ, performed by Jeffrey Stefaniuk and Willie Hunchuk. I'm Linda Mikolayenko. You may reach me through my website, lindathestoryteller.ca. Thank you for listening.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. in Vancouver, AM 1320 on the radio dial and online at am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on the PCJ radio network on AM, FM, and shortwave radio around the world. Online, you can find us at www.nashholos.com and at www.pcjmedia.com on the Nash Holos page for the international edition, as well as on iTunes. Do visit us between broadcasts online. You can download the weekly podcast, make a request or leave a comment, and find more Ukrainian cultural content that we can't manage to fit in on air. Нажами вже скінчила нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Самою турботою горя не розвієш. And our proverb of the week translates as, worry by itself will not dispel misfortune. Well, that just about brings us to the end of our program. So one last tune by the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg, and that'll be Ivy's Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.